You've just listened to a song by Bunga Citra Lestari entitled Cinta Pertama, First Love, or the other title of it is Sunny. It is the original soundtrack of a movie of the same title, Cinta Pertama, released in 2006. And fun fact, listener, Bunga Citra Lestari herself began as a model for video clips in 1999 or even 1997, or let's say that her early career is all about modeling and also acting at several series in the country. But after releasing her debut single Cinta Pertama or First Love in 2006, she apparently got a very nice and positive reviews for the people. So all people welcomes her as a new singer in the country, making her one of the top singer in Indonesia, especially for soundtracks. And then if you talk about soundtracks, in 2012, apparently Bunga Citra Lestari is not only giving some soundtracks but also keep playing. So she keeps acting but she also keeps singing, making her like all in one talent. So she's also encouraging women, bringing a lot of messages related to women empowerment and self-love. Like in 2019, she released the song Memilih Dia or Choosing Her, which strengthened the image of Bunga Citra Lestari as an inspirative person in Indonesia. And I'd like to give you the next one, another positive song coming from Indonesia. We have Once with Symphony Yang Indah. Stay tuned on Air the World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Alun sebuah simfoni, kata hati disadari, merasuk sukma kalbuku, dalam hati ada satu. Okay.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. One can be great only when they change the world into a better place. A quote by Bung Tomo. Listener, Bung Tomo is a national hero of Indonesia. He played a crucial role in maintaining the independence of Indonesia. He is also known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through physical and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirits of youths and Islamic boarding school students. Bung Tomo also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity. And listener, that's quote of the day.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Dewi bukanlah kedua
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Di Babah Pintu. The song was composed by Ayah Ubid. It means in front of the door. The lyrics tell the story of a wife waiting for her husband at the door. The wife hopes her husband will come home soon. The song Di Babah Pintu also became the soundtrack of the movie Cut Nyak Din in 1988. In the movie, Cut Nyak Din waits for her husband, Tengku Ibrahim, to return home to fight against the invaders, similar to the song Di Babah Pintu. Well, listener, here is the song Di Babah Pintu by Liza Aulia.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
And yes, of course, you are still listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. If you got anything to say to the Voice of Indonesia, it is very, very easy. If you have a WhatsApp application, you can just hit our number. Not calling, but simply just chat us, please. On the number +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 2381 2130, and also to our application RRI Digital Mobile Application, available for Android and also iOS gadgets. Plus, if you do not want to miss good stuff coming from The Voice of Indonesia, we are always available on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, and then the Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. All about Indonesia will be in there for you. And if you may miss a lot of some parts of the dialogue, you just join in the middle of the conversation, you can rejoin the whole or listen to the whole conversation again on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Well then, let's start after this next song by Bondan Prakoso and Fatu Black, Keroncong Protol, a nice mixture between our keroncong song and hip hop. You'll be listening to a very, very nice story about how a volcanic eruption, instead of creating disaster, it also brings blessing for the people living around it. You'll be listening to a story about Galunggung bringing blessing. So make sure to stay tuned with us on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Keroncong mampus, like everybody yo, move on with the groove. Percuma saja, diam berdiri, nanti sampai rumah malah pengen denger lagi.
Lagi, ya terus saja.
Jika begini jadi ingat usia senja. Jika lo kau nanti lebih tinggi dari raja, nikmati hidup dengan pelakon di kepala. Memang tak lebih hebat dari pengawas solo, apalagi jika kau dengar alunan gentang. Tapi please dong, ayam dengar jangan parno. Lebih baik kita semua ikut
orkestra.
Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
Alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial and also the economic standard of society is also better.
Lebih baik.
That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust with shower Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wow, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
debu gitu kan.
I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Sofloh completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan. hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred overflow, smoke, and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burr, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt it was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years rose up, people under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots, 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam. Kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of Galunggung dust, there is vulcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plant growth because those micro elements are very needed by plants, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. saat before Manggalunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that one hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik.
Beras galunggung yang diproduksi kalau beras dari air galunggung itu
before galunggung erupted its product was normal.
Ya, sehingga mempunyai harga yang cukup memuaskan.
The product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Saya itu merek
galunggung rice.
Beras
which is anjir. Produced from galunggung water.
Di supermarket mana tuh ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Sayong. It is good quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 under 60 kilograms. Generally, the stocking rice can produce much if used fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5-7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Panung dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Nah, itulah riwayat galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Saifullah, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom with His word to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Sama kita bersama.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here's the news first, the headlines. Diversity can make Indonesia the world capital of culture. Nusantara culture-based fine arts performance held in Jakarta. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Culture Van Lizon saw diversity of cultural expression in various regions across the country can lead Indonesia to become the world capital of culture. In a statement received in Jakarta on Tuesday, Minister of Culture Fadli Zon asked museums and cultural heritage sites in Indonesia to register again all national wealth inventories. And according to him, responses and explorations of Indonesian's arts and culture must continue to be carried out together for the advancement of culture. The Nusantara Culture-Based Fine Arts Performance will last for a week on February the 10th until 17th, 2025. In addition to exhibiting photography, painting, and special works, the 2025 Nusantara Culture-Based Fine Arts Performance will also be filled with various other events, such as fashion show, discussion of preservation, and demonstration of the weaving process. Quoted from Antara, a number of artists who are the members of Indonesian Arts and Culture Committee exhibited artworks that were held at the National Library of the Republic of Indonesia. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kini ku mengungkap tanya, siapakah dirinya yang mengaku kekasih itu? Aku tak bisa memahami. Ketika malam tiba, ku rela kau berada dengan siapa kau melewatinya. Aku tak bisa memahami. Aku lelaki tak mungkin menerimamu bila ternyata kau mendua, membuatku terluka. Tinggalkan saja diriku yang tak mungkin menunggu. Jangan pernah memilih, aku bukan pilihan. Lalu terungkap tanya, benarkah kini dia wanita yang ku kenal hatinya? Aku tak bisa memahami. Aku lelaki tak mungkin menerimamu bila ternyata kau mendua, membuatku terluka. Tinggalkan saja diriku yang tak mungkin menunggu. Jangan pernah memilih, aku bukan pilihan. Tak perlu kau memilihku, aku lelaki bukan untuk dipilih.